It's Mondo Cosmo and Shine. 102.1 The Tide. I'm Christy Michael, and I've got local voices in the studio from Zider's American Dream Theater. Bart Keebler, music and artistic director, and James Bryan, marketing?
Yes.
Manager? Yeah. Director? Yeah. Patron?
All sorts of things.
We have many hats.
Many hats around
many
here.
Many hats. I like your hat, too, by the way.
Thank you.
So we're here to talk about the new play / musical, correct?
Correct, yeah.
And it's called Moonshiner, a musical fabulism. And Bart Keebler, right here in front of me, was the one that wrote it.
That's right. Yeah, every word, every note. I can't believe it.
How long did that take you?
It's been a several-year process.
Yeah, I never knew. I knew secretly, while I was seeing you each month, you were writing secretly.
Yeah, all the time. I'm kind of paying attention.
Yeah.
I took a couple years to write the first draft, and then 2 years ago we did what we call a reading of it, where I got four actors together and we kind of read through it, and we did a presentation, and out of that I learned a bunch about how to restructure it. And so the last 2 years I've done another rewrite, and now we're presenting a workshop, which is a slightly higher level of production.
And so that's just going on the next 3 days, October 27th through the 29th.
Right.
It's just a workshop. So what do you mean by that?
So in a workshop, it takes a lot of time to develop a theater piece. And what we do in a workshop is we come in with the script and we spend a couple weeks working with it. And I did a bunch of rewriting. I even wrote a new song in the last week for one of the characters to sing. And then we do this with costumes and lighting, and it looks a lot like a play. The one difference that you'd see from a regular production is that there are times when the actors are going to have to be on book. They're going to have to look at their script because I might have just rewritten something.
So it's kind of like seeing a rehearsal.
Kind of, but it's a little bit, you know, it's much more put together than a rehearsal.
All right, well, let's just talk about
it's worth seeing it. Yeah.
What it's all about. It's called Moonshiner, a Musical Fabulism. What is it about?
So without giving too much away, it's set in 1952 in Chicago. It's the last couple days of October.
Yeah.
We have a kind of a film noir setting. So I have a hard-boiled detective. I have the femme fatale comes in, and then she sets...
Does she talk like this?
Yeah, a little bit, you know. She's a little bit of a coquette at first, and then we find out later that she's got some more depth. And then she sets the hard-boiled detective to tail her husband, and he has to figure out what's going on with her husband. And the whole thing is then there's another character who's playing a bunch of other minor characters kind of in the whole thing, and then there's a big reveal with him. And
can we talk about the shapeshifters?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it was in the press release.
I don't want to give too much, but one of the characters is definitely, actually, I will say this, all four of the characters are not what they appear. One of the characters is, changing in a certain way.
Like what? Tell me, stop. like evil?
I think traditionally would have been thought of as evil, but we find out that he changes in a different way. So he still is changing.
I'm curious.
But I know you got to come see it. I can't give it all away now.
Just a little bit. Like, how do you turn him into shapeshifter?
Oh, now that's a lot of fun. We use a smoke machine and a couple of other actors, and we play some music, and he turns. His character changes from what his everyday life is
look
into
at his
something
mischievous
way cooler.
Look on his face.
he knows
trying to figure
happening.
Out how much I can say.
So he turns into something way cooler than a human?
Yes. Way cooler than the average human.
What could it be?
I don't know. In 1952, what could it be?
I don't know.
It's a mystery.
A cool car?
I'll say this, he's mostly a human when he changes.
All right, well, I can't wait to see it. Moonshiner, a Musical Fabulism, October 27th, which is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, right. The only difference between this and a full production, really, is that there are times when they pick up their script and hold it in hand. So it's not like Inside Baseball to the point where they're stopping and saying, hey, what do you want me to do here? It's not like that. It's worth your ticket price to come see it. You're going to get the full story.
It's only $23.
Right, yeah. We've done this a number of times now, and a lot of times people come in, they don't know what it is, and they will tell me, within 5 minutes of it starting, I forgot they had their script in their hand. Because they're in full costumes. We have props.
Right.
We have projections, in this case, some beautiful projections done by a guy named Sam Flint. We have costumes done by Matt Backey. Chris Hanna, a fabulous director, has kind of shepherded this thing along, turns to me in the middle of rehearsal and says, that line doesn't work for me. Why don't you write something different? I say, yeah, okay, you got a point.
An exciting life. Get your tickets. Where can we get the tickets?
AmericanDreamTheater.org.
Okay.
You can always get them at the door, but we always recommend people buy them online ahead of time. Just beat the rush at the front door.
Yeah, I have a feeling this one's going to sell out. 8 o'clock, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at...
Oh, yeah. So Friday and Saturday is at 8 p.m. And then we also have two matinees Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m.
Oh, nice.
So four chances
during the day and at night. And if you're in the Halloween spirit, this is also a really good opportunity to see something.
Great Halloween show.
Yeah.
Is it scary?
A little bit. It's a little bit menacing. Shape-shift. Yes. And then it's really cool.
Yeah.
And fun.
I wish everyone could see the look on your face. All right, fellas, thanks for coming in. We can't wait to see it.
Thank you.
Thank you. All thanks, right. Christy.